You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2-Minute Time Lord, podcast number 279, reviewing Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. When fans call an episode of Doctor Who a romp, it's usually a left-handed compliment denoting a story that has nothing going for it but fun. Now, despite all appearances, we Doctor Who fans have nothing against fun. Some of our favorite episodes are fun. Asylum of the Daleks, that was fun and proper scary. And epic. School Reunion was fun and nostalgic and... nostalgic. But if an episode is just fun, sometimes we lose sight of our inner 10-year-old on those. I'd put the following new series episodes in that romp category: Boomtown, Partners in Crime, The Unicorn and the Wasp, Planet of the Dead, and The Lodger. Not all of them were good, but all of them were intended to be, above all else, great big fun stories. And to this category, we add Dinosaurs on a Spaceship, a title even more on the nose than Vincent and the Doctor. 6 years after Snakes on a Plane, the title callback joke falls flat. But the title, like the story, is utterly straightforward. There are very few surprises, which is actually a little refreshing after we've become used to scripts that might have been printed on Mobius paper. There's an ark full of dinosaurs that has to be saved from a missile launch. The rest is detail. And while there are hints for Rory and Amy's future, and some nice interplay between the Doctor and Solomon, the detail that lifts this straightforward romp above, say, Planet of the Dead, is the Doctor's companions. Excuse me, gang. Now, he's had a gang before, really, in A Good Man Goes to War, but in an inversion of The Long Game, in which we were shown that not everyone's cut out to hang with the Doctor, here everyone is staggeringly competent. Queen Nefertiti, companion to the Doctor. Brian Williams, father of Rory, always knows where his trowel is. The overcompensating but staggeringly efficient Riddell. And Rory and Amy, who by now have achieved Sarah Jane Smith levels of expertise and agency. As with A Good Man Goes to War, you want to see these characters again. There's an economy to the characterization that tells you so much about them quickly, while leaving room for interpretation. In fact, I've no doubt that Nefertiti and Riddell fanfic is being written even as you're listening to this podcast. Dinosaurs lacks the serious grounding of A Good Man Goes to War, which makes the new characters a little less compelling than, say, Vastra and Jenny. And maybe that's a symptom of why fun for the sake of fun isn't quite enough for serious Doctor Who fans, but as for me, this gang still lifted the story over the top. Dinosaurs on a Spaceship is writer Chris Chibnall's best work in the televised Doctor Who universe. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 279. This week, I'm going to be on the next episodes of Radio Free Skaro and Television Zombies podcasts. Check them out at their respective URLs. I am at twominutetimelord.com. I'm also on iTunes, where if you'd leave a review, I'd love it. Twitter, numeral2minutetimelord. Facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. And I'll catch you again real soon.